Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician of body and soul. Thank you for tuning in to Lutheran Radio UK. This is Health Matters with Juliana Krieger. In this show, we explore the impact that illnesses have on patient and family in terms of psychological, social, and spiritual effects. Dr. Andrew takes us through the more physical and practical aspects in the first part. Then we turn to Pastor Lynn Hansen, who considers the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients face. But both doctor and pastor also aim to give guidance and comfort to the burdened and weary soul and to remind them that God is with them and for them, no matter what comes their way. A week ago, we spoke about painful shoulders. Thank you for last week's comments. Today, we'll talk about contraception. Hello, Dr. Andrew. What is a contraception method and how many are there?
Oh, there are many, many different sorts of contraception. In this country, for instance, there are about 60 million plus people. And it's predicted that within the next 50 years, it's going to become 80 million people, which is a dramatic increase for this country. And indeed, in that time, that the population of the world will go from about 6.5 billion to about 9 billion by 2050. This is a phenomenal increase, and one almost can't believe that the Earth can support that number of people. Of course, it depends on religious and cultural values as to what a person will, or a family will want to help create. But every woman should strive to have the exact number of children that they wish to have. Certainly in the developing world, the reason for having lots of children is to enable some to survive long enough to be able to look after you, the parent, in your old age. But in the developed world, there are other reasons for controlling fertility. The number of different sorts of contraception in this country are quite amazing. In general, there's the male-dominated use of the condom, and then there's the variety of drugs that can the lady can take. These range from combined oral contraception to the progestogen-only pill, and also the various sorts of coil. There are less used now, the various diaphragms, but the variety of the progestogen-only pill is something called an implant, which is gaining use. It would be interesting to note that if a woman of 45 used no method at all of contraception, the pregnancy rate would be about 10% per annum. And using no method under the age of 40, the pregnancy rate would be about 80% per annum. So in an attempt to control the size of our families, we use various sorts of chemicals and other prophylactics.
Do you want to explain why that is so? Before and after 40 with the ladies?
The reason that ladies' fertility drops is that when a girl is born, she is created with a certain number of eggs in her ovaries. A number of these will be good enough to mature, form good quality eggs, and could be used for fertilization. Some will not mature properly, and certainly up until the age of 35, probably most of the eggs that are produced are good quality eggs, but from 35 onwards, a woman's fertility drops, and certainly to the point where at 37, the curve is dramatically downwards, so that her ability to get pregnant, say at the age of 45, is, as you can see, substantially reduced to the one of before 40. Mind you, these are statistics, and it does mean that a woman would be It would not be sensible for a woman to just rely on the fact that she has a 10% chance of getting pregnant at the age of 45 and abandon all thought of contraception. Because to a lot of ladies of 45, the thought of becoming pregnant at that age is an anathema.
Some contraception methods have more side effects to ladies than others. Could you tell us a bit about that?
The problems with contraception are twofold. One is the majority of problems are due to failure. And whether it's a failure because of the lady forgetting, or the failure because of the method not working or not being used properly, a lot of the time, I did some work with looking at the combined contraceptive pill. And I was amazed to see how many, many months occur where the pills were not taken properly. In fact, I'm amazed that the oral contraceptive pill works at all, because ladies have a habit of not taking it. The problem with the combined oral contraceptive pill is that it can occasionally cause breakthrough bleeding. But it is, if it is taken properly and absorbed properly, it is probably the most effective form of contraception ever. It affects the hormones in the body, and affects the hormones that create ovarian follicles and ovulation in the woman. Specifically, one's called follicle stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone. It also affects the cervical mucus and the endometrium, the lining of the womb as well. Probably the easiest of contraceptives that are effective to use initially. Many young girls, however, nowadays are using the implant variety of contraception. The advantage of the implant is it's a bit like a missile. It's fire and forget. You put it in and it lasts 5 years, and then it is taken out and replaced. I think in today's society, quite often ladies do forget to take their oral contraception, and so the implant is advised. However, I think one of the problems is the way it works is it is likely to suppress ovulation in only maybe 50% of ladies. And its major way of working is by inhibiting cervical mucus, the gunge, the neck of the womb. And certainly some ladies find that their periods are rendered irregular while taking the implant. And this does cause some problem.
One of our listeners complained about one implant in her arm, and she had severe pains as a result of that.
That's quite unusual. I think in our practice we do quite a lot of implants, and we very seldom have found problems with them. However, there was a variety of implant available a while ago that did have significant problems with it and was withdrawn, and maybe that was one of those. Certainly the new small ones, they're basically rather like half a small matchstick that's inserted into the fat underneath the skin in the inner part of the upper arm, and it gradually leaches the drug into the body over years and is very effective. And as I said, it doesn't, you don't have to remember to take it, it's there.
What is the next day pill, and what are the implications there?
The use of emergency contraception, it basically involves taking a very big dose of a progesterone. This is called levonorgestrel, and you take 1,500 milligrams. Sometimes people do find it makes them feel a bit sick, but what it does, it basically makes the lining of the womb inimical for conception. Provided you take your emergency contraception within 72 hours of the event, then you will in all likelihood be covered. However, it is important to make sure that if you do have a missed period, you do check to see whether you are pregnant, because in medicine, nothing is absolute.
In this case, is it still a contraceptive preventive measure of pregnancy, or is it now inducing a miscarriage?
I think a miscarriage is where you have a conceptus. In other words, life has been created, but it is being ejected from the womb. I don't believe that a zygote that has been created but not has been implanted as being alive yet, because it's not available, it cannot live independently. So I don't believe that these are actual abortions. However, one has to realise that there are people in this world who believe that it is an abortion, and that the use of the coil, for instance, is an abortion, and really they are not very happy with these forms of contraception. However, one has to realise that in the last 100 years, one of the greatest social events is that women can actually control their fertility, and it has given them far more control over their lives.
Have the contraceptive methods improved our lives, or have we become more selfish?
That's a very intriguing question. I think if you go back 100 years, when contraception was essentially unknown, before Mary Stopes had really come on the scene, then men controlled the world. Men impregnated their wives, and women had to bear them and look after the consequences. The woman had no ability to actually stop this happening. Now, a woman has got complete control of her fertility, and as such, is much more in control of her life. This, in many ways, is a good thing. However, it does mean that, in some ways, it promotes single-parent families. It promotes the death of the family itself and its unit, which I think is a bad thing. In the old days, shame used to control these sort of events. The number of people who were sent away to other counties because they got pregnant before marriage were quite high. Now, people don't really care about that. I really have a problem about that children who are produced in single-parent families, through no fault of their own, have a significant disadvantage in life compared to those who brought up in a loving family.
Thank you very much. After this break, we will be joined by Pastor Lynn Hansen to talk about contraception. I'll be back shortly.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
Hi, this is Pastor John Ehlers, and I'm on a quest. A quest for answers to pressing issues and their ramifications for the church today.
Don't miss The Lutheran Inquisitor every Monday on Lutheran Radio UK. Go to our website for times and podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program, because it's all about Christ and to all God's people. You're listening to Health Matters with Juliana Krieger. Welcome back, Pastor Lynn Hansen. What sort of spiritual challenges do you deal with from people taking contraceptives?
Let us begin with prayer. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. This we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. To say the least, in the Christian Church, and especially within the Lutheran Church, the topic of contraception is controversial. Some theologians argue that the Bible does not speak directly to the topic of contraception. Some argue multiple points, all of which say that having more children would be a burden to the parents. Therefore, artificially preventing more children is better than having unwanted children. On the other hand, a growing number of pastors and theologians firmly believe that marriage is for the companionship and procreation of children. Well, let us turn to Scripture for more on this. Please turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Moses wrote, And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it." This is the word of the Lord. God extended to humankind the blessing of procreative power. Sex and childbearing are blessed by God in holy wedlock. This passage teaches that people were created to be fruitful, and that one sex should desire the other in a proper way. We are not speaking about lustful desire, which is sin, but about that appetite that was in nature in its perfection. This is called physical love. The love of one sex for the other is truly a divine ordinance. Next, let us turn to Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5. "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies at the gate." Children filling a house are God's continued blessing. Rewards. Children are God's inheritance given by grace. The ongoing family line continued to receive the inheritance of the land, as written in the Old Testament. Well, next let us look at Malachi chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. "And this second thing you do, you cover the Lord's altar with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer rewards the offering or accepts it with favor from our hand. But you say, 'Why does he not?' Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit. Let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth." This is the word of the Lord. God has in mind not just the conception of human beings, but children who will be raised in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. This topic is just too extensive to cover in this manner. I strongly suggest you speak to your pastor about this. Also, use your internet search engines to find more information on what the Bible says, to learn what the Lutheran Church teaches about contraception. Let us pray. Most gracious God and Father, you know our needs, our wants, our desires. You know that which afflicts us. Grace us with peace of mind, knowing that you care for us in all circumstances. Bless us with the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives to guide and direct our ways. Help us to treasure all life, especially that of the unborn, knowing full well that you knit every child in their mother's womb. Bless all expectant mothers and mothers with children in the home. Help parents to see their children not as burdens, but blessings from you. These things we pray through Christ Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I encourage you to continually read and study God's Word. This work, read more of Jesus' miracles in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Listen to God speak to you through His written Word. I encourage you to gather with other Christians for worship and fellowship. If you don't have a church home, contact Lutheran Radio UK or the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England to locate a parish near you.
Thank you. That was clinical chaplain Pastor Lynn Hansen speaking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll come back with you and Dr. Andrew next week. We look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, which you can email to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Remember that the podcasts of Health Matters are available for download from their website, lutheranradio.co.uk. Feel free to share them with your friends. Use the Spread the Word function on our website. Join us again next week when our topic will be alcohol abuse. Goodbye for now and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK.
Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk.
And stay tuned.
All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.